Blog Talk Radio.
I want to dedicate this song to the memory of two most wonderful people in my life. Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Anne, who now sleep.
Lord, everyone, praise the Lord, for this is the day that God has made, another Mother's Day, a day to rejoice, a day to thank God for, if you still have your mother, to truly rejoice, and those that don't have your mother with you, that you can rejoice in the memories of mother, because every day is like Mother's Day. Enjoy the music, and I'll be right back.
You know, I had a very good mother. The thing that I'm so glad about is that I never waited for a special day to show her how much I loved her. Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, whatever the day it was, every day was her day. Whatever she needed, if I could get it, I got it for my mom. I just want to say, love your mom now while you can. Show her how much you love her. Take her out sometime. Give her now.
Oh, she gave me my star.
Gave me my star.
I'm going to keep her in my heart.
Here is my heart.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It all began with mom. It all began when she decided that she was going to have a baby. Amen. And God had everything to do with it. I just want to thank everyone for calling in, for this is such a blessed time in the Lord, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of what the enemy is trying to do. God is going to prevail. Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and again, I'm excited and delighted to be on the line today, to be before you, to talk about the goodness of God. You know, ministry still goes on. As long as we are alive, ministry is still alive. Amen. God is clearing the land. God is making everything that's crooked. He's straightening up some things. It's not church as usual anymore. You know, we did a Zoom call today, and it's the new normal. Amen. It's okay. God is trying to get our attention. God is trying to do some things. God is trying to use you. We have to wake up. It's like knock, knock. God is trying to get in. God is trying to do some things so that he can be established, not just in the earth realm, but God wants to be established in you. Amen. God wants some things to manifest through you. Amen. God's trying to get some things to you so that he can manifest some things through you. Amen. It's not by accident that we are here in quarantine. Amen. It's not by accident that we are quarantined. We don't want to blame everything on Trump. Why? Because God sits high and he looks low. He's all-knowing. Amen. I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and then I want to thank everyone that's on the line with me. I want to say happy Mother's Day to the mothers that have given birth, and even happy Mother's Day to the mothers that have mothered many. Amen. I mean, mothered many, and your lifestyle is a mothering lifestyle where you bring things into correction. That's part of motherhood. You want to see crooked way made straight. That's motherhood. Amen. I want to say happy Mother's Day from Elder and I to you, that the glory of God would shine through you and continue to shine upon you. Amen, amen. But right now we just say, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. Father, you're all-knowing. You never sleep. You never slumber. There's never anything that's going to sneak up on your people because you have orchestrated all of this. You have allowed this to happen, God. And we ask you right now that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear your word, your voice, Lord God, that when you speak, Lord God, the prophetic anointing will embrace our mind and we'll know what's going to happen even before it happens. We thank you for clearing the land. We thank you, God, that you're making your people, Lord God, that we would hear your voice and we would know your voice. And a stranger we will not follow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we say yes, hallelujah, yes, and amen. Amen. Glory to God. We want to welcome and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. We have multiple ministries that come on every day at 5 o'clock. We're here 7 days a week at 5 p.m. Some of our broadcasts start at 6, but every day we're here at 5, and some days we have 2 broadcasts. So we're taking things to another level so that the ministry of God will always be heard at 5 o'clock on the line. We have Brother David on Tuesdays. We have I'm here on Wednesdays. Elder is on Tuesdays. And then we have Evangelist Hardaway. She's here twice a month. And then we have Minister Sophia. She's with us every Friday. Hallelujah. And then we have Elder Civil People and her husband. They're here twice a month on Saturdays. We have Evangelist Audrey Milton. She will be doing once a month. Hallelujah. So we do have a flyer that can give you our programs, and I will be glad to email them out. You can contact us at area code 313-583-9739, and you can also send us an email. You can go to kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com, and we'll give you an update on our format Amen. Glory to God. And again, we're here, blessed to be a blessing, and we're delighted that you're here with us today. We won't be here with you long today, but we just want to put a word in your spirit to encourage you to know in the midst of the storm that God is ruling from the heavenlies. Amen. I pray that you have your Bibles, and I pray that you are searching the scripture. I want to encourage you to make a decision to be encouraged. Amen. Just encourage yourself in the Lord. When it seems like things are not going as it should, you have the authority and you have the power to resist the devil and to break the power of the lies of the enemy. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to be talking today about a pathway to victory. You know, the enemy believed that he got us in a place of a stronghold. You know, he thinks that we're out for the count. Amen. He thinks that he's going to quarantine us and cause us to stumble or cause us to lose heart, cause us not to open up our mouth. It's the year of the mouth. Amen. It's the year where we have to know that even though things are not, it's not as it normally would be, but this is our new normal. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for that. And I want to encourage everyone that God has already set a pathway to victory. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Well, we're going to start with our first scripture. And it's pathway to victory. God has set a pathway to victory. And why would you need a pathway to victory? Because strongholds are truly real. Strongholds exist. Strongholds is what the enemy used to keep us from accomplishing God's goal. Thank you, Jesus. 24 karat gold. Amen. God has victory, and he wants you to be 24 karat gold. He wants you to be authentic and real. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to turn your Bibles to James chapter 4 and verse 7. Now, in order for us to have a pathway to victory, we have to know that things had to be structured where we are in a place of stronghold, where we need to break out to get to our place of victory. And in order to get to our place of victory, we have to have a plan. Amen. So I want you to get your Bibles. I want to thank God for just my sons. They've just been such a blessing to me. And one just walked up, and I just want to say thank you for all of the love that they have shown. If you would turn to James 4 and 7, and I want to give you some structure on how to get to that place of victory, because we've all been into a place where we have been not able to move forward, not able to get into that place where God want to take us. Amen. So I just want you to know that victory is inevitable. I want you to begin to see that victory is your next step. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, the Bible says in James 4 and 7, the Bible says, submit yourself. Amen. Then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So the first step is we have to submit. You know, sometimes we're wondering, how can we get into a place with God that we've never been? How can we cause things to manifest in our life where the desires of our heart are desired? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to submit. Amen. It's hard to submit when you're not willing to submit. When you're not willing to give up your ways, you're not willing to give up your thoughts, you're not willing to give up what you think is right. But the Bible says submit. Amen. Submit to God. See, he is our focus. And the only way we can submit to him, he has to be our focus. He has to be our foundation. Sometimes we chase things. Sometimes we chase people. Sometimes we chase situations. But we need to chase God. When we submit to God, it's only when he become our focus. So when you focus on something, or when you focus on a assignment, or you say, I'm going to get this, I'm going to make that happen, I'm a mover and I'm a shaker, you submitted to that because you're focused on it. Amen. But he is worthy of our worship and our, and it takes obedience. He is our source of identity. So you have to be, you have to identify your life with Christ. How many of us identify our life with Christ? When people see you, they think of Christ. They think of God. What do people think when they think of you? So I can honestly say, when he become our identity, when he become our security, when he become what's significant in our life, when he become our worth, when he become our victory. So a lot of times we think, oh, this paycheck is our victory. If I don't make this money, I'm not going to be able to do this. Or if I don't make this happen, this won't happen. Well, that's what God wants to happen in our life. God want to be our focus. You know, we can't outsmart him. We can't outmuscle him. But the best part about it all, we could outmuscle Satan. We can outmuscle his activities. We can outmuscle everything that he thinks that we're not going to accomplish. Only when we focus on Christ. Amen. In order to focus on Christ, things that we have to do is we need to walk in forgiveness. Amen. A lot of times things can't be accomplished because we walk in unforgiveness. So that's the first thing. We submit to God because we're able to forgive those that have despitefully used us. We say we forgive. We say that we are a believer, but we won't forgive. So I come to serve notice on you today. Let forgiveness be the key that leads you, leads me to that pathway to victory. It's a pathway to victory, a pathway to fulfill your destiny, a pathway to fulfill your purpose, a pathway. There's a straight way that God has ordained for you. There's a straight path that God has ordained for me. So I want you to begin to see that pathway. Sometimes you're wondering, why am I doing this? Am I pleasing the Father? What's going on with me? Am I doing what I need to be doing? I want to make some points, and I want you to take notes of these points. You know, even Michael, the archangel, he could not rebuke the enemy in his own right. Amen. He was an archangel, but he couldn't rebuke the enemy. Job 1:9 talks about that. We got power. And we have authority, but we have to know our place. And we have to walk in a good place with God in order to move forward in God's peace and God's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says, but even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, he did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him. He said, the Lord, Hakararaboshe, he said, the Lord rebuke you. So what did he do? He was focused on the power of God. Everything that we accomplish is not through us. It's through the power of God. So what did he say? He said, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord. So now, when we submit to God, guess what happened? We have to resist the devil. See, I'm talking about having the peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm talking about being able to overcome every single situation. That's what I'm talking about. So that we can be structured into the pathway of victory. But in order to do that, we have to submit to God, and then we resist the devil. Amen. It's Mother's Day. And even in this walk, as a mother, you have your children, or you sow into someone's child, or sometimes you sow into adults, and you mother them. But in mothering, we still have responsibilities to submit to God. Amen. And then I want to make some points about resisting the devil. We have to be proactive in order to resist temptations. The enemy used lies. He used harassment. He used things that he'll speak to our minds, and he'll cause us not to feel our worth. Amen. But I come to serve notice, recognize the value of the blood of Jesus. You know, sometimes we don't really recognize that the blood of Jesus have power. The blood of Jesus can cause doors to open. The blood of Jesus can cause the enemy to flee. The blood of Jesus can cause, when you see the blood, he will not come nigh thee. Amen. So I want you to recognize that the blood of Jesus have value. So when you begin to rebuke the enemy, guess what you say? The blood of Jesus rebuke you. It's power in it. When you recognize your weaponry is when you recognize that you can use words that cause the enemy to flee. And guess what it does? It gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Some things that you may have been worried about, and then some things you may have tried to accomplish and you're not able to accomplish it, I want you to begin to use your weapons as the grounds of redemption. Amen. So according to the scripture, the blood represents the life. Amen. I told you I wouldn't be with you long, but I want to make some key points to you, because it's time to fight spiritual weapons so you don't have to use tangible weapons. Amen. Because you're going to lose. If you fight a tangible fight with spiritual weapons, you're going to always win. Okay, I want you to turn to Leviticus 17 and 11. 17 and 11. And I'm reading out the NIV version. Amen, amen, hallelujah. I get so excited when I sit at the table and the feast of the Lord is truly going on. We need to eat the word so that we can become a living epistle of the word of God. It's powerful. No matter what's going on around you, you have such a supernatural peace. And you know the song say, nothing else matters. That's how it goes down. Nothing else matters, because you're walking in such a supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. And the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, for the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It is the blood that make atonement for one life. See, the blood of Jesus will get us together, making atonements for us, atonements for our sin. When Jesus came, he didn't just die for our past sins. He died for our current sins and our sins to come. Why? Because he knew that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. God knew he had to do something miraculous for us to get us together. So he already died for our sins. See, fallen man has been corrupt through sin. So we needed to be reinstated as righteousness before our God, our maker. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to communicate with God. It's the blood of Christ that represents a perfect and an incorruptible life. So he shedded his blood for us on behalf of our atonement so that we could be sanctified to Christ on our behalf. So the Bible tells us that God values the blood and he esteemed it precious. You know, if you cut yourself and you start bleeding, what you going to say? Oh, Lord, I'm bleeding. You forget about everything else because you're bleeding. Amen. It's costing you something. The blood was shed so that we could have the right to the tree of life, so that we could live. God demands a sinless life. By the shedding of his blood, Christ is represented to God on our behalf, the righteous life that he's demanding. See, so let me explain that to you. Do you feel it's blaspheming to say, I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus? It's because of Jesus that we can say we're righteous. Not of our own works. Not of our own works. It's because of his sacrifice. So stop beating up on yourself. Stop condemning yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. It's nothing that you could do to make it right. Amen. Jesus already did it. All we have to do is accept him truly. Make him our foundation. Lean on him. Trust in him. Believe his word. And then every day that you start up, it's a new beginning. It's a new day. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Glory to God. See, you're being tried by the fire. And guess what? If you don't quit, you're going to pass the test. Amen. Don't quit. Anytime you're exposed to lies, if the enemy tell you what you're not, tell them what you are. If the enemy try to condemn you and make you feel like you can't make it, tell them you already completed the course. Amen. If the enemy tried to cause you to quit, tell them, I'm steadfast, I'm unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. If the enemy tell you you're not a tree, tell them that you're a tree planted by the rivers of water. Tell them you won't be moved. Tell them the church of God of Christ is marching. Tell him. You got to do some declarations. You got to go for the gusto. Amen. The word. Amen. Whatever he tell you you're not, you get the word of God and you apply the word. The word has power. You have power. You're created in God's own image. Amen. You got to fly. You got to soar. You got to keep it moving. Connect yourself with people to celebrate you, not people to tolerate you. Amen. Amen. Tell the devil you're a winner. Tell him you already won. Amen. And then by the same token, stay humble. Stay humble before the mighty hand of God. Let him fight your battles. You're going to always win. So I want to encourage you, submit to divine authority. Submit. You got to submit to authority because that's what God wants. We cannot exercise authority unless we learn how to submit to authority. Amen? And the Bible says in Acts 19, chapter 19, I want you to read it at your leisure. Acts 19, verses 13 through 16. So we must be submitted to the authority of Christ and agents of his authority through submission to his word and his spirit. So submit to authority, there's a blessing in it. You may not understand it, but if you just submit and see and watch God work, amen. So we're talking about submitting. We're talking about identity in Christ. Identity with Christ is victory. It's power in his name. Just call his name, everybody. Just say Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to affirm who we are as new creatures in Christ. We must know who we are, and we must know our position. We are ambassadors for Christ. We can execute his agenda in the theater of war. Amen. Amen. I want to go on and on, but I don't want to hold you too long. But I want you to know your identity is in Christ. And when you speak, speak the word. And then I want you to take authority. And the enemy will flee from you. So what I just spelled out was resist. R, recognize, expose the lies of the enemy with the light of the truth. S, submit to divine authority. I, identity in Christ Jesus. S, speak the word. You speak the word by praying, by proclamations, testimonies, and praises. And then T, take authority. Amen. Take authority. Take authority. I'm talking about resisting. You have to take authority. The enemy want to take it from you. Take it back. Amen. Amen. Again, I want to thank you. You don't have to be, you don't have to have strongholds. The strongholds hold you strong from becoming what God wants you to become. But while you are breaking loose and you're on your way to victory, you have to submit. Fine, you need to submit. God's going to always put someone in your life that you have to submit to. Who are you submitting to? It's Mother's Day. We submit to our mothers, amen? We might say something, but guess what? She's going to always win, right? That's the same thing with Christ. Submit. Because when we submit, there's a blessing that leads us to the pathway of victory. You know, my sons, I would say certain things, and, you know, I realized when they start getting older, I would get the last word. I was like, hallelujah. Because guess what they learned? They learned how to submit. So my son would say, okay, Mama, you're right. Whether he felt I was right or not, that he said what I needed to hear. Amen. He began to submit. And then as they got older, they realized that a lot of things that I said to them, guess what? They manifested. And it's a circle. Same with my parents. Amen. They got the last words. Why? Because they are the ones in authority. So I want to encourage you, submit so that you can get to the pathway to victory. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray that your day is so supernaturally blessed that when you leave this line, that you will get in the presence of the Lord. And you begin to say, Lord, thank you for showing me how to submit to authority. Amen. Amen. I want to say God bless everyone. If you like what we're doing, sow into some good grounds. What we're doing is we're bringing and birthing ministers of the gospel. Amen. And where we are blessed to be a blessing, you can go to Giveify, which is G-I-V-E. L-I-F-Y. You can download the app or you can just go on your PC and you can sow Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. Or you can just sow through PayPal, Kingdom Builders International. We're sowing into others that their ministry manifests. So with that being said, I'm going to close out with a word of prayer. As God is clearing the land, I want you to be blessed and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every single tongue that rises up against you in judgment is already condemned. Amen. God bless you, and have a supernatural rest of the day. I'm going to play a prayer. God bless everyone.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus. you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya shea, brakoya la ria kaya saya reke, rababaya shea la ria kaya saya. Create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. But they're the temple of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Rekaya soya riakaya. Rababaya soya riakaya soya. Purge us with hyssop, God. And make us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, rakaya soya riandaya. Rakoya baba soya. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Burn away the drug, God. Burn away everything that's not like you, God. Burn away the bone. Burn away everything that would be contrary to you in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We come against everything that comes against our mind. Everything that comes against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus, God. We act as a battering ram and we break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus. We clear the land, God, and we prepare the way for the King. We prepare the way for your glory. We prepare for you, Lord Jesus. We prepare in the name of Jesus. We prepare for your majesty. We prepare for your splendor, God. Come in and move in our lives, God. Move in our lives in a mighty way, God. We salute you, God. We roll up the red carpet for you, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Those with a clean hand and a pure heart, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We lift you on high, Father. We lift you on high, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Everyone have a blessed rest of the day. We love you and stay in God's peace.